Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, the Giants have a bunch of new players over the last week and brought one of them in today for the podcast, Ray Black, somebody that I think we've all been waiting a long time to see. Anybody who saw him in the minors, anybody who saw him in spring training knows just how rare it is for anybody to have a fastball like that, and especially for the Giants. I mean, this is not a team or a bullpen that usually has guys in the upper 90s, and here we have Ray, who's hit 104 in the past. He regularly hits 100. He's been sitting 98, 99 since he came up the first couple appearances. So I think it's been an exciting debut for him. Certainly the second one went much better than the first one and showed us a little bit of what he's capable of. And today we got into all of that. I talked to him before Wednesday's game, the series finale against the Cubs, and we kind of got into how he got back here and where he went last year and how he figured out that he was ready to give pitching another shot. I thought it was an interesting conversation. Certainly somebody who is really, I mean, had one of the better comebacks we've seen from a Giant in a long time, and somebody who really was off the radar, and all of a sudden, with a couple good months in the minors, has got himself up here, and I think has a chance to get a pretty big role in that bullpen, because there's not a whole lot of right-handed depth, and a lot of those guys in that bullpen need a lot of time off. So it's an exciting time for Ray, and we talked about all of that. Before the conversation, as always, want to thank Wendy's, our sponsor. Wendy's uses fresh beef on every hamburger every day. Try it for yourself on a Dave's Double and taste the difference fresh beef makes. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, Ray Black, first of all, I assume you slept much better last night than you did on Sunday night. What was it like getting out there a second time and knowing that, you know, what you did the first time out was maybe just nerves?
Yeah, I mean, first time out was a little riled up, not going to lie. I needed to settle down a little bit. You know, I was itching to get the ball again, go out, you know, try and prove myself, show what I can do, the abilities that I have. And, yeah, I slept a lot easier last night for sure.
We saw the breaking ball last night, especially the first strikeout you got. I mean, the progression of that, is that something that I think as much as the health you think might help you up here?
Absolutely. I mean, I got to be able to show that second pitch for a strike. And that was my curveball last night that I was throwing. I have a slider as well that I'll mix in a little bit more to righty sometimes. You know, I just kind of went with what felt a little bit better last night, which was the breaking ball, the bigger one. Trusted what Hondo was putting down for me. You know, I shook him once. He put down the same sign. Let me know, hey, this is the pitch, kid. And, you know, just having the trust to let it rip instead of thinking so much about placing it over the plate or being timid with the pitch.
Did you shake to a fastball?
I was shaking to a fastball. He put down the deuce again for me, and that was actually a strikeout pitch. And so, I mean, credit to him. You know, he knows the hitters up here a little bit better than I do right now. And, again, just having the confidence to be able to throw those off-speed pitches even behind an account.
Is that something for you? I mean, when you throw 100, that your natural tendency is always just go back to that, and sometimes it takes somebody like Nick to say, hey, you know, you have a pretty good breaking ball here that can help you in this situation.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I think a lot of times guys will always resort to their best pitches, you know, and guys will say that if they get beat, you want to get beat on your best. And for me, you know, I'm a fastball thrower. Guys know it's coming. And, you know, but in that situation, to trust a guy like him behind the plate, understand you know, the count and the situation, and just trust the secondary stuff there.
So we all know your story, and I think a couple years ago I went through in spring training with you and went through all the injuries, and then after that you had another one and kind of had another long year. Kind of take us through what happened last year from the start, from the spring, and how you had to deal with it. Just another setback, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, 2016 was my second year on the 40-man roster. I was heading into AA after a pretty good Arizona Fall League, and I was feeling confident. You know, as the year progressed, the elbow kind of, I guess you could say, deteriorated a little bit. Started to feel worse as the year kind of went on. And I ended up on the DL for, you know, a few short stints with it before it ended my year in August. And, you know, it was a real disappointment. You know, I felt like I was throwing well towards, you know, middle end of 16, and then to go down and get hurt, you know, it was a real gut check. And went into 17, worked the offseason as if I was healthy. And, you know, that elbow just kind of kept barking at me throughout the year in 17. And a few failed throwing progressions later, you know, seeing the surgeon again to basically hope he could help salvage my career one more time. And, you know, we got a bone spur removal, some things cleaned out in my elbow. It seemed to really help with, you know, from a pain management area to where, you know, I don't feel the pain as much anymore. And it's just a lot easier for me to be able to repeat my mechanics without that wincing at the end or cutting the ball off early. But, you know, I missed all of 17 last year. I think I recorded 3 innings in the AZL. And then came into minor league camp this year, you know, with something to prove again. Hey, you know, you're hurt. You're an older guy now. You know, this is the year. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. And, you know, God willing, I've been able to stay on the field.
So in the offseason, you go back home and you're, I guess, the famous story now. You're working out with some kids or working at a camp and started throwing it. Could you tell from the first time that you started throwing that, hey, I need to give this another shot?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of last year in 17, I had difficulty just playing catch. And so when I started giving lessons again, probably November at Maximum Impact back home, I was just playing catch with the guys, you know, lobbing the ball back to some pitchers as they were throwing to me. And I said, well, you know, it doesn't hurt, you know, just lobbing the ball. So, you know, let's get out there a little more. I started playing catch with my best man, Mike Elward, slow pitch softball guy. And we were in a greenhouse, actually, doing my throwing progression. This is the only place indoors.
This is in the winter.
In the winter in Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's snow on the ground, and we built 2 new greenhouses down at the stand this off season. So utilize those to get a throwing program out to about 100 feet. And, you know, it was just step by step. I started beating, you know, 100-foot mark, 120-foot. I said, man, maybe I should try a bullpen. You know, a little discomfort. We'll give it another shot, you know, in a couple days. And listen to my body. And sure enough, one day I was just feeling good and letting it rip, and somebody snuck a radar gun on me, and I popped a 98 on an indoor bullpen. So it was great to be able to see that number was still in the arm. You know, at the end of last year, I was down to the 80s again.
Yeah.
And so to have the discomfort gone and the velocity back, at that point it was really a no-brainer for me. I had to come back and give it another shot.
What was the process for you? I mean, I'm sure at the end of last year when you say you are in the 80s, you've only pitched 3 innings, that maybe you start thinking retirement or what comes after this. I mean, do you call a coach in the offseason and go, hey, I just popped a 98 out there? Or do you call somebody in the front office? Or
no, I mean, I didn't talk to anybody. I talked to Bobby once over the offseason. He was just calling to kind of see how I was feeling. And, you know, part of me and him had a conversation a little bit, and part of it was, you know, on my end of things, thinking about hanging it up and if that would be best for myself and the family. You know, I'd been through a lot. It's tough going through those situations because, you know, not only am I going through it, but my family is, my wife, you know, my support system around me, you know, seeing me down. And, you know, Bobby kind of just convinced me to keep working and that there was going to be a spot for me if I wanted it at minor league camp. And, you know, that's the only opportunity I really wanted and needed from him. And as I said, things went on and progressions got better. It became a no-brainer for me. You know, 2 weeks before minor league camp start, let's book the flights, book the hotel, we're going.
Did you feel under the radar at all a little bit? Because, I mean, you've been a guy, when you come into camp, we always get excited about seeing you and fans who have looked at the radar gun as you've come up through the system. I mean, you know the fans in this organization that they've all seen you since you were in San Jose or through the system. And all of a sudden, it, you know, I told you when you came here, I mean, I kind of was like, Ray kind of disappeared last year. And then we see you pop up in Richmond with the familiar strikeout numbers, pop up in Sacramento. I mean, did you feel like you just kind of got to go out there and just work your way back, I guess?
Yeah, you know, again, for me, it was something to prove this year. prove my health, prove my worth, you know, show that, hey, I'm back and you know, I'm for real this time. I mean, I had so many fans ask, you know, even in 15 and 16 when I was on the roster with the Giants, the amount of support I had from the fans was tremendous. And then, you know, missing 17 was tough for sure. You know, I was taken off the roster that year as well, and things weren't looking, you know, very great. But, you know, my support system was still there. The fans were still there. I mean, coming back this year, it was fun to go to Richmond. And, you know, some people would be like, oh, man, that guy's still playing. And
that's, to be honest, that's how I felt when I saw the box scores.
I flew under the radar a little bit. And I mean, I kind of enjoy that role, that underdog role. I've taken it so much in my career with a lot of the adversity I've been through. And, you know, I like to think of myself, you know, as I didn't have the easiest path to get here. And, you know, the first outing was just another little bit of a setback and adversity I really had to work through and overcome.
A lot has changed since you first got to camp. And that, for me, I mean, it's the way we cover the game a little bit. I mean, we have more metrics now, and especially we have exact miles per hour with you guys. And, you know, there are pitcher gifts all over the internet now. How do you, as a guy who has that fastball that's been 103, 104 in the past, kind of control the adrenaline the last couple times out and just make sure you're not overthrowing?
Yeah, I mean, making it count, there's an effort level for myself I know that is either too high or too low. And when I start trying to throw strikes, I tend to miss. You know, I try to feel the ball too much. I try to place the ball. That doesn't work for really anybody if you ask most pitchers. And then on the flip side of things, you have that adrenaline bump going and you want to just reach back and let it rip. But usually, you know, the radar gun stays pretty consistent. So for me, just to have that intent behind each pitch in my delivery, that's what I think when I'm out there. Just think intent, you know, throw every pitch with you know, the intent of throwing it for a strike, with the intent of having the velocity behind it and just trusting your mechanics and your stuff. And that's something I've really gotten used to a little bit more this year, and it's helped.
Do you still find yourself, I mean, I'm sure growing up and even this offseason, you look at radar guns when you came out here on Sunday, or are you looking back at that left field corner, or are you over that?
I'll be honest, I didn't even know where it was. But, okay. I mean,
so that helps.
I try to avoid it. There's a life behind my ball I could kind of feel when I have it and when I don't. And, you know, I don't know if that's the spin rate or whatever it is, but, you know, for me, I could feel the ball jump out of my hand sometimes. And whether it's 97 or 102 on the gun, it, you know, I could just tell I have that extra life to the ball. And that's what gets hitters out, especially at this level. Not so much the velocity, but your life behind it. And, you know, guys have different stuff. Guys can sink balls. Guys can, you know, make balls backspin, almost look like a rise ball. And for me, that's my strength, staying behind it and trying to backspin it as much as possible.
My last question for you, I mean, you just did a lot of foam roller work before we're talking here. I know you're going to go play catch right now. How much are you aware now of just the opportunity you have and just how important it is to make sure that now that you feel healthy, you have to do little things like that and maybe make some changes to make sure you stay on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys joke and say getting here is easy and, it, you know, staying here is hard. And, hell, for me, getting here was pretty hard, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So staying here, if it's going to be harder, you know, I just got to work that much harder. Staying in there, staying on top of things, just because I'm here now doesn't mean that I've made it or my job's finished, you know. Yeah, my goal was to get to the big leagues for sure, but my goal now is to stay here. And, you know, extra time in the weight room, you know, the strength coaches here are top notch. The guys in the training room, you know, help you out. And you have so many resources here to keep you on the field. I think it's just going to help me even more.
Well, Ray, you're a guy we've been waiting for a few years. And I got to tell you, I mean, as you started to get into Sacramento and put up those numbers, it became a daily thing for us beat writers that we were getting questions from fans and a lot of people up there who are watching you. With the Rivercats, who are saying, when's Ray going to get up here? So good to have you here. And I'm glad the second time out you got to show a little bit more of what we've become accustomed to, I guess.
Absolutely. And, you know, thanks to everybody, too, who's been in my corner through this whole experience. And the fans have been great. You know, here in San Fran, it's unbelievable. That first outing, you know, I was struggling a little bit. I could hear the support behind me from the stands. I mean, it's just an incredible place to play. So thanks for everything.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
It is out of here in the center field. And this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.